My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda wants to write comedy and also wants Davin to write a check. So listen and enjoy.
When we last left Belinda, I had promised to send her $300.
Yes.
Although she failed the test because she would not admit that her and Mavis Mills were more than Facebook friends, even though we have the evidence.
She was fairly freaking out about it.
She was. She would not believe me. I'm like, well, why would I lie to you, stupid? You got no reason.
Why would fake Davin lie to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, but if you take the fake part of it aside, the fact that we know that she's a scammer, and the fact that we've been lying all along, there's no reason for me to lie.
No, besides all those things.
Exactly.
But if you take, if you're going along with everything that, you know, they, she thinks we're real, we think, you know, we think she's real, so everything is real, you know, why would you lie?
I wouldn't.
You know, you look at it. They think it's real. It's real, yeah.
So the last I left it with Belinda, and we all think, you guys all think I'm real. I don't know. Last I left it with Belinda, I told her I'll try to send her the money this evening. I have my daughter with me, so now I can't do it this way. So she thinks the money's good. We'll continue with September 3rd, 2015. She goes, I want to take it early so she can go to school tomorrow, meaning her daughter, Kasha. Remember, she wants the money for Kasha. Thanks for everything. Do you think we can write comedy together? I go, have you ever written comedy? She goes, nope.
Sure she has.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
She's written some of the best comedy we've ever heard. I go, why the sudden interest in it now? Because, you know, we've been together all these months. We wrote porn.
Yeah.
We never wrote comedy.
No.
She goes, but I have watched a lot of shows and they are really funny.
Oh, that makes you an expert.
Yes, according to her and every audience member and every person running a club and every booker. Yeah.
Yes.
They're teaching a class in town?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But with a plunger on their head. But I move on. This is for Joe and a few people. I go, do people tell you that you're funny? She goes, yeah, sometimes. I go, okay, so show me what you have, and I will try and help you edit it. It's hard to do this without ever hearing you do an act. Voice inflection is important, but I will help you if you wish. Now, in the past, her past comedy efforts have been racist jokes that she heard on TV.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes, yes. She goes, I want to help you. What to do? What I want to do. Okay. I go, help me write comedy? She goes, how was the first one I told you the other day? Was it good? That was the racist comment with the monkeys and the zoos.
Oh, my God.
I go, and you want to get paid for this or you just want to help? It's like, anything you say, but it will be nice to get paid.
Of course.
I go, I see. I never thought of you helping me write comedy, to be honest. If I'm going to pay for it, I need a sample of your work. I think that's fair. Don't you?
Yeah, have them put together a five.
Gonna need to see a video.
See if you can put together five. Let me see five.
She goes, how did you find the first one I told you? I go, it's another comedian's joke. I can't use that. I only use original material. Shut up, Joe. She goes, oh, okay. I go, still think you can do it? She goes, of course. I go, you make it sound like you think it is easy.
Everybody does, till they get up there.
Yeah.
And she goes, isn't it?
Oh, bitch.
Even the fucking scammers think comedy is easy.
I really would like
to fly there and do the open hut night and have her go up there and watch her do five.
I'm willing to send you there.
I'm ready to pack my bags. I'm pissed.
I'm willing to send you there.
Bring plenty of money for gold.
And protection. You might want to travel with some of those Bloods and Crips you were mocking earlier.
Go, could I help you? You're going to spot in a show.
You have any references? Yeah. I did a spot in Nigeria. It's really good.
It's really good. I don't know if you know the guy.
You have to bring at least two audience members.
Let me see if I can scam them.
Hey, welcome to the cafe.
Yeah.
I go, wow. She goes, I believe I can make your audience laugh with a smiley face. And right there.
Thank you so much because you have.
I go, and what exactly do you think my audience is? And then I go, I know you can make my audience laugh.
Believe me. The white inside out, yeah, you've got a good track record.
She goes, a bunch of people who want to laugh. I go, it is much more involved than that. If it was so easy, everybody would do it. You know, like scamming. She goes, yeah, I know, but we'll try my best. I go, how come you would rather write comedy than porn? She goes, don't really know. I think comedy's much better. Comedy and porn, which one pays more? Now, this would seem to indicate what you guys have been saying that have been
which
sold.
Which does. Yeah. Comedy or porn.
They're both prostitute yourself, yeah, either way. Yeah. But this would seem to indicate the theory that I have been sold.
Oh, son. Yeah. You've been sold like a crochet pillow on
Etsy. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hold on, we missed
without that
analogy.
Simile.
Simile, yes.
Yeah, without the simile. But absolutely you've been sold. Yeah,
well, I'm still not convinced, but that certainly points to
it. I can't believe you're not. I really can't believe you're not. Especially, and not even starting, I mean, with everything
but
that we
could, this could also be somebody who originally dealt with me low those many months ago when they were Agnes. It could be, you know, because they know some things.
Yeah.
It could be they got somebody else back.
There's notes on you. But
yeah,
there's the.
I wonder if there's a Ghanaian Wikipedia page.
You know, but don't forget, you get access to you and notes. Yeah. You know, but not the full backstory. I mean, it's just too much, Dad. There's just too much there, that you know that is every leading indicator is that you've been sold.
Well, it's not Belinda. We know that.
Yes,
it's not the girl.
Your notes are written on a hot wall someplace.
Right, and I'm sorry. And it's not the husband either.
You don't think it's the husband?
Yeah, that son of a bitch hates you. He wanted to get rid of you. He does. He don't want to hear anything from you.
Yeah, he's
he didn't
want to
entertain anything from you.
You're right. You know what? It might a couple. You know, maybe I did get sold. All right. It hurts. So she asked which one pays more. I go, is everything about money? I go, prostitution pays the best. She goes, it's not. I just want to know. I go, if you're as good as I was at porn writing, then porn pays better. That is the reason I did it in the first place. She goes, oh, okay. I go, knowing that, do you still wish to write comedy? Yeah, but it will be better if we write both. Or what do you think? I go, I don't know. I know you can write porn and bring out the best of me with that.
You really? Yeah. It was pretty funny stuff.
She goes, I go, I would need to see an example of your comedy writing. Even more helpful would be audio of you saying something you wrote.
Oh. Oh, you're smart. You know what? She doesn't realize that she's opened up a new genre, comedy porn.
No. I hope she does.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.